announcement is one of the challenges that they have in Shavuos is that there are people that, thank you very much, that they, a lot of Klal Yisrael ascends onto the Makom HaMikdash on Shavuos. And it's a very big challenge because you have thousands of people that are walking, and the way to walk is very, very narrow. So they tried making that the women will walk through Shar Yafo and the men will walk through Shar Shechem, and that will, you know, help to avoid the problem. But specifically this year, in all years, but specifically this year, where I'm sure you're all aware of, that there was a terrible terrorist attack last night, and now we're just beginning the beginning of Ramadan. Ramadan is an Arab holiday. That's a month long where there's a lot of incitement against the Jewish people. One thing's for sure is tomorrow, just so you should know, is a time to stay away from the crowded areas like the Old City and things like that. You'll see a tremendous amount of traffic on Kvish Echad. You should try to stay away from Kvish Echad tomorrow, especially because of what happened last night. But also, if a person is in any time over the Yom Tov planning on going to the Makom HaMikdash, he should not go through Shar Shechem. Usually I don't like make statements about that, even though I do think that it's something a person should be cautious with, but particularly now, and I spoke with someone who is involved with security, and he says every single year there are issues that happen at Shar Shechem on Shavuos, but specifically this year where there's an overlap between Ramadan and Shavuos. Ramadan happens randomly. In other words, the way it works, the Arab calendar is a lunar calendar, similar to the Jewish calendar. The difference is that we have Adar Beis, which kind of like makes a correction for us. So we end up sticking to basic, you know, our basic month. Iyar is always around now. Sivan's always around now. With them, they make no corrections. So for them, whatever their month is called, it drifts. So Ramadan drifts. I remember when Ramadan was Rosh Hashanah time, then it's Hanukkah time, and now it just keeps moving, Ramadan. So Ramadan right now is coinciding with Shavuos, and therefore we should take that in mind. Now, one of the major challenges of a person going to the Makom HaMikdash on Shavuos is a challenge of Shmiras Einayim, where there's so much taruvus and people that are walking with each other, and a lot of people have told me that the walk itself was very detrimental to them. I feel like it's not so appropriate after you're spending a whole night sitting and learning to then expose yourself to that type of thing. Therefore, I strongly urge everyone to stay in yeshiva davening. Many people have told me that their favorite davening in yeshiva is Shavuos morning. It's a very beautiful davening. So I strongly urge everyone to join us for davening. We'll see now, we're talking about Shmiras Einayim. We're going to see now exactly how serious this is. Here goes, folks. You ready? I don't think you're ready. But we're gonna ready or not, here we come. Here goes. Okay, so we spoke about last time, Shmiras Einayim. I mean, those of you who have the book, are there books over there? Are there extra books in case anyone wants? Okay, those of you who have the book, we're on page Vav over here in the book. We went through all of the Paiskim, and we wanted to show you, this is from the Shomer Emunim, the Sefer Taras HaKodesh. We want to show you that Shmiras Einayim is not just something like, you know, an extra credit. It's like for the people that want to be super holy. I just want to keep the Shulchan Aruch. Well, guess what? Shmiras Einayim is all over the Paiskim. We brought it from the Rambam in two places. We brought it from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Tur, from the Smag, from the Smak, from the Charedim. All the Paiskim, everyone is basketing Shmiras Einayim. So here we are on the bottom of page Zion. Here it is right in front of you. Every person that he does that is mistakle, looks at a woman, an image of a woman is over on a lav. You know what's aser? Now I'm going to show you how aser. Okay? This is from the most chamer lavim you could possibly be over. It's called Avizrayu Degili Arayas. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. He brings here Amru Azal and the Gemara in the Darm Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, and then he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Hey. Here's the Gemara Sanhedrin I have in front of me. I'm going to read it for you so you should know the Gemara. The Gemara says the following thing. There was a story of a person, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, is Gemara Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. Look it up if you want, or Amr Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'isa Bada Mechot Shanasin Eidah B'Isha. There was a person who he looked at a woman, V'hela Libotina, and he was smitten by her. He was lovesick. He got sick. He was mamish taken by her. Bo mishalu l'raifim, and they asked the doctors. Vermu ein lo takana achetivol. This person, he's so crazy about this woman. He will die unless he has relations with her. So they came. So that's what the doctor said. So what the chachamim say? Armu chachamim yamos va'al yivol. Sorry, he's going to have to die. You can't have relations with a woman just because you know you have to die. So then the doctor said, okay, but let's try to at least tamoid lefano varuma, let her stand in front of him at least, and she will be without clothing, and at least that way he'll get enough that maybe he'll be able to survive. The Chum said, no, yamos va'al tamoid lefano varuma, he should rather die. Well, what about this? Tesaper imo me'achore hageder, let her just talk to him on the other side of a wall. He doesn't even have to look at her. They can just talk on the phone. That'll be enough to keep him alive. He is going to die. Just let him talk to her. Yamos va'al tesaper imo me'achori hageder. Better he should die. Got it? Better he should die. Now the Gemara is a machloikis about this. Pligi bar of achabar idiv Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chadomer ishes ishaisa. She was a married woman. Okay, she's a married woman, you know. Of course, you can't mess with someone else's wife. Chad Amar Pnuya Haisa. One says, no, she wasn't a married woman. She was a single girl in seminary. And that's the way we paskin. We paskin Pnuya Haisa. Gemara, we paskin Pnuya Haisa. So a person says, look, like, what can I do? I need it. Die. This is the Gemara. You understand how serious this is? You understand how serious this aver is? This is so. First of it's like, okay, it's just for holy Jews. Okay, fine, it's halacha. This is not just halacha. This is halacha. Abu Zrayu de Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is Megimel Averis Chamurois. You put us up against this. Better die. Well, that's serious. What's the Gemara? So we understand that we're talking about serious business here, folks. We better get our act together. Because this is not just something, you know, well, look, I got lots of schusim over here, so I got a little shmir senayim going on. A little issue with shmir senayim. The Gemara says, he brings over here on Daf Yud, he says, person that's meratze mois, he's counting money from his hand to her hands, and just looks at her hands and sees, like, wow, she's got some nice, pretty fingers and stuff like that. Afilu, he's doimel le Moshe Rabbeinu shekibel Torah mehay Sinai lo yenake medino shogenim. Even if he has lots of Torah, like Mamish, the most Moshe Rabbeinu got the whole Torah from Sinai, it's not going to help. You got to rein it in. This is not the type of thing like, okay, you know, I hope I got enough mitzvahs on the side that will just cover this up. It's not happening. You've got to rein it in. This is as serious as it gets. I remember a story. I'll share with you a quick story. There was a bachur when I was used to be in the Mir Yeshiva, and I had a shiur in the Mir Yeshiva once upon a time. There was a bachur there. His name is Danny Boleg. Special boy. He's in my shiur. It came to me with a quandary. His quandary was that he was in a dira, and he's an erlich bacher, and the bacher in the dira, there's bacher there that have these little devices, and they're sitting on the devices watching movies, and he wants to leave the dira, but they say to him he can't leave the dira because he signed the contract, so he wants to leave the dira. Finally, the dira, but you have to pay all of the rent for the rest of You can't just cop out in the middle. You have to pay rent. So it came to me, what should he do? Can he leave the deer without, it's going to cost him a lot of money. He's not, he doesn't have that type of you know, finance is just available. So what should he do? So I told him, Echbinishkin Paisik. Not a Paisik, I can't pass him what to do. Let's go to the Rav. We went to Rav Nissen Kaplan. So I told Rav Nissen Kaplan, I brought Donnie together with, I came together with Donnie to Rav Nissen Kaplan. And we said there's these Bachrim and they're watching movies in the Dira. So, and he wants to, you know, opt out of the contract. And Nissen got so agitated, he said, tell the Bachrim that I said they should better be Mechallel Shabbos than what they're doing. Tell the Bachrim I said they should be Mechallel Shabbos instead of this. He said, Mechallel Shabbos is not Yorok Valiavar. So was right to anything Chal Shabbos? It's a terrible thing, Chal Shabbos, right? Okay, but it's not as bad as what they're doing. So he's just basically paraphrasing the Gemara. So for a lot of us, Chal Shabbos is like it's Kodesh HaKadoshim, but something like looking at women is just, you know, something that just happens. Well, we're going to have to change a little bit our priorities. The Gemara says, Toiv mare einayim mehaloich nofesh. The Gemara says, we quoted this last time, the Gemara in Yuma, daf ayin dalet, on the base, I'm on page Yud Aleph right now. Toiv mare einayim mehaloich nofesh. Rish Lakish says, the bottom of Yud Aleph, Toiv mare einayim beisha yoiser megufoy shel maisa. What does that mean? He says, Hare tira shemare einayim beisha kosha megusha shel avera. It's worse just looking at a woman than actually doing the very avera. Shehayetzer misratze bozeh yoiser megufa shel avera. It's always trying to get you, just look, babe, just look. That's all I want. There's one more than that. It's worse. Understand? That's worse than the Gufo Shehavera. How does that make any sense? But that's what the Gemara says. So it says the Sefer Taras HaKodesh. I'll explain it to you. And I'm going to give you three pshatim, my boy said. The Taras HaKodesh and the two other pshatim. Taras HaKodesh says we're going a little bit long. We started a little late. And last week we didn't do so. I'm allowing myself just a little extra time. It says the Taras HaKodesh. I'll tell you why. When a person does a Shrek Lecha Avera, he very often feels terrible regret for what he did. Leiv Rishoyim, Rishoyim Meleim Charotis. Russia feels terrible. I know I shouldn't have done that. That was horrible. I feel like just a piece of dirt. And the Charota itself is cleansing. There's guilt. The guilt is cleansing. At least you feel bad about it. But there's people that their eyes are all over the place. And like, I didn't do anything wrong. It's no problem. It's just my eyes. I didn't touch anything. I didn't do anything. It's just looking at stuff. There's no guilt. They don't feel any guilt. So the Yetzirah says, there, I got you. Because I got you to do an Aveira, and it's a terrible Aveira, and it doesn't even bother you. And it just keeps on digging deeper and deeper into your neshama. And he brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Dor, Tahar be'enav, a pasuk in Mishle, Dor Tahar be'enav, Umitzoy asav loy ruchatz. A dar that's Tahar be'enav means it's pure because it says it's be'enav, it's just my eyes. Umitzoy asav loy ruchatz, and it hasn't cleansed itself from its filth and excrement. A person that's looking at things with his eyes is filth all over his neshama. His eyes are the window to his soul. A person's eyes are the window right into your neshama. What you're doing is you are totally caking your neshama with all different types of filth and with garbage. And he doesn't even realize. So Yitzhari has it easy. There's an Achilles heel. It's on those over there. It could get you because it's not even on your radar. We got to get this on our radar. Abu said we can't just look at people. Can't just look at billboards or magazines or movies. We can't do that because this is constant averus. That's the other reason, Abu said. Why I think, why is it that Yetzhara wants us more to do Shemir Sinai? I'll tell you why. Shmiras Einayim is the type of thing a person can be over. The thousands of times in the course of the day. Thousands of times. You walk down the street, there's a woman over there. You see a billboard. You look on your phone. People are over, the amount of times people see things they're not supposed to see, especially if it's not something that they're sensitive to, it's all over the place. They're constantly looking at things they're not supposed to be looking at. The averas are piling way high. Person does an avera chamura. How often does a person do an avera chamura? How often does a person kill somebody? How often does it happen? How often do shemir say nayim? Constantly. And the Yitzhara says, I'm just going to keep on hitting you with these averas over and over. All day, every day. You're constantly chipping away at any type of sensitivity and purity a person has in his neshama. Unless we rein it in. So Rabbi Yisai, we've seen Shemir Seinayim is a halacha, and it's a very chavardik halacha. It's something we have to learn how to get a control over. The question is how? How do we get control over our eyes? That Beis Hashem B'li Neder, we will continue.
Hold respect. That's mine.